This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9. Australia's best radio station.
She said her name was
Chappelle.
She came to play and her body was sick, yeah. She killed when she walked, so sexy when she called.
It's Saturday night, that can mean only one thing. It's the Chappelle Show.
We love you, Chappelle.
The Chappelle Show.
This is The Chappelle Show. You're on Joy 94.9. My name's Chappelle. It's my show, and it's all about hip-hop for the next hour. I've got a really huge, massive show coming up. I've got two great guys in the studio with me. I might not even have time for the Beyoncé prayer, to be honest. And I want to welcome my first guest to the studio. He's a dude who's a rapper who's been rapping since he was, like, in primary school, essentially. No, not that long, but, you know, he's been on the scene for a while. He's still a baby. His name's Soliloquy. Yes.
Perfect.
I got it right. It's a very hard name to say. So Soliloquy is going to be here for the next half an hour with me. It's very exciting. If I get time, I will play some new Mickey Blanco, but I want to just kick off the show. I think we're going to do the Beyoncé prayer because I'm superstitious, so I need to do it. So Soliloquy, you're a young guy. You're
indeed
a rapper.
Yes, yes.
You're about to start year 12, but you've been rapping and not just like in your parents' garage, like proper. You know, you rapped with Pharaoh Munch for crying out
yes,
loud.
Yes, yes.
So it's like pretty much some, you know, high schoolers work at Coles or McDonald's. You like rap for a living.
Yep, exactly. I mean, it's amazing that I can do what I love at such a young age, and I'm very happy that I've had that opportunity.
Yeah, cool. So we're going to talk about how you did that.
Yep.
But first, I think we definitely need to do the Beyoncé prayer. You're chill here. You've never heard it before, have
never,
you?
Never, never.
All right, so we're going to kick that off. You're on the Chappelle Show. It's
Mama B, Sasha Fierce and Lady Bay, may you watch over our fierceness and we pray you to keep our booties licious forever and ever. Amen.
Love you, Beyoncé.
The Chappelle Show.
Not quite Beyoncé. That was Angel Hayes, one of my favorite rappers. Covering Drunk in Love, which is a Beyoncé song, and she did that on BBC One, and the backup singer was Lolo, I guess her name is. Lolo. Do you know who that is?
No, never heard of her, actually.
Because you were nodding at me, and I was like, oh, so you know about her. She's got a great voice. Anyway, you're on the Chappelle Show. I'm joined in the studio by one of the most exciting rappers, I guess, that's around in Melbourne at the moment, who's doing really amazing things, but you were just telling me before that you want to do so much more with your music, but year 12 is getting in the way.
It's the worst.
School sucks, man.
It's so frustrating. For all the people who are listening, I definitely advise finishing school and getting the best education you can, but it is so frustrating for me, especially doing what I do, and I love it so much that school kind of interferes with it. It's it gets a little bit annoying, but you kind of got to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I want to do, so people have an idea, like that I haven't just brought in some random young dude to talk about rapping. I'm going to play one of your songs so people get why it's such a big deal that I've got you in the studio because you're really good.
Thank you.
Really good. So we're going to chuck a song on so you can hear them. We'll have a chat about what subjects you're doing and stuff at school. No, that's boring. We'll talk about hip hop. So I'm going to chuck. Yeah, no, right? I'm going to chuck on Life Is Good now. Have a listen to this. Soliloquy. You're on the Chappelle Show. Joy 94.9.
Learn to live, be mature, place, kind of person, and drip with beating pace, drop head knocking verses, villain grace, heart steady, worthless, reverse to availing patience, eventually find your purpose, when it's standing your way, feel like a clown in a circus, never mind though, just skip the other courses, skip the ones that pay your wildlife disperses, cause life can be hurtful and not always fair, take away the people who surround you and care, or feed you loved ones, so one always there, where life has you walking along a dark twisted road. Rows of souls sewn up by unbreakable codes. Life can be filled with heartaches and grief. Awake mournful cries and saddened screams. Empty shadows and sunken dreams. But seven I've redeemed. And by any means I can't complain. Cause life has been good and my head has been sane. Drain out sorrow like the cystic vein. Maintain musical integrity. No Keisha Lorraine. I rock well like Sam. Behanded in space. Spokane. Reverberate dynamics that I managed to obtain. And spit you behind bars till it makes you go insane. Third strike vertically, dancing in the rain. Doing full body dry heaves like dancing with a lane. Life is good if I could have lived it twice. So act in a minute, take talent to new heights. Feelings of contrite, put them out of sight. New life, turning them wrongs into rights. It goes, life is good if I could have lived it twice. So act in a minute, take talent to new heights. Feelings of contrite, put them out of sight. New life, turning them wrongs into rights. Swaying to topic, life bring a full set of stings. Determined to win, it will take you upstream. See, start of the bar, life can see many things. Seem ungrateful and not always kind. Like you got Chucky playing with your mind. Despite it shows signs that you won't always see. Life can be giving, blissful and free. Life will put beauty in the things that you never used to see. Blinded by darkness, place challenges right at your feet. But life can make good of the hardship we meet. Depression, a painful battle to defeat. Can fight off my chest, spit to secrete. See, life clearly does offer its ups and downs. Day in the life, smiles and frowns. Glimpses of divinity be granted to the crown. Inspires the holy trinity, inspire as renown. Life of the living, good with the bad. Life is a mixture of happy and sad. Sit and die straight, stand right in front of what you need. Take a further hit the gas, be careful not to speed. Don't concede to counts of greed. Life is good, let it be embraced and seen. Take it to the grave and define what it means. And I'm out, peace. Life is good if I could have lived it twice. So act in a minute, take talent to new heights. Feelings of contrite, put them out of sight. New life, turning them wrongs into rights. It goes, life is good if I could have lived it twice. So act in a minute, take talent to new heights. Feelings of contrite, put them out of sight. New life, turning them wrongs into rights.
Hey guys, how you doing? My name is Remy, and I'm here representing the Chappelle Show on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, it's 17 minutes past 5. You're on the Chappelle Show, where we're all about hip-hop, and we love supporting local artists. And the song that we just heard was Life Is Good by Soliloquy, who's a young guy. And I keep mentioning the age, because it's a really big deal what you're doing. Maybe I don't know if you understand that you're getting like annoyed that I keep mentioning how young you are, but it's a big deal that you're sort of on the grind in the rap game and doing well, not just like, oh yeah, I got a mic. You're doing it and you're doing well and you're good. That song that we heard, Life Is Good, when did you write that? When did you record it?
I think I wrote that back in, it would have been towards the end of 2012, and I recorded it at the House of Beige, where I record most of my music, and I think I released it at the start of 2013 on the double-sided EP.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So why as I guess a young person, like we all young people are like, I'm going to do this. And, you know, they meddle in different activities, whether it's, you know, something sporty or musical or artistic, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess teenagers do change their minds. How did you know that rap was for you?
I didn't, to be honest. Like, okay. I didn't at first. I was a very passionate soccer player when I was young, kind of grew up with that. And then I got a really bad injury and I couldn't play for a year. So that was very unfortunate. And then I kind of had to move my passion towards something else. I've always been a fan of hip hop, been listening to it since I was around 3 years old, which is, pretty young. And then I just kind of decided just to give it a shot. I bought some books, this How to Rap book, which,
How
to.
Cute.
Yeah, no, but it's actually a really great book. Like, it's got interviews with a lot of legends and a lot of old school people, and just learning things about flow schemes and kind of stuff and narrative and the way to tell stories. And it was really great, like a really, really great read.
Can you lend it to me? Because I really want to become 100%. A rapper, but I can't rhyme and I can't spit. Like, I can't.
That's not a great start, but I still think there's potential.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I can rap along to songs, so I've got the ability, I guess.
And you got the personality. I mean, you're on radio, so that's already a start.
I know how to be in front of a microphone.
Yeah, exactly.
One box ticked.
Exactly.
About 55 to go. Awesome. Okay, so how do you then go from, like, being a high school student to being like, right, I'm going to take this seriously and I'm going to try and make a name for myself and make it my career?
I have to credit one very specific person, and he goes by the name of Ferromonch, and actually as well my brother, DJ Prequel. I have to credit both those people. I didn't realize how serious it was going to become. I was just, you know, like you said, just that average kid writing rhymes. I was recording in this crappy microphone in GarageBand over used beats that were pretty bad, and yeah, I copped a lot of bullying from people at school and all that kind of stuff, and you know, it happens, that's high school for you. And then when I got invited to do the show with Ferromonch, everything kind of just changed from there, and I realized that I did have the potential to take things further and make a career out of it.
Yeah, because the thing about Ferromonch, like most people who know hip-hop, he's like the name, he's so respected.
He doesn't have the huge name behind him, but as people say, he is the rapper's favorite rapper. All the heavyweights, like Eminem, you know, put him in his new song in Rap God, he mentions Ferromonch.
He just
got so much respect for him.
So when did you play with Ferromonch?
It would have been, off the top of my head, it would have been towards, actually that's an interesting question, probably 2010, like October 2010.
So you would have been what, 14?
I think I would have been still 13.
Okay, so how does a 13-year-old, like, little white boy from South Yarra get on stage in New York with Ferromonch?
I was actually in Melbourne.
Okay.
It was, we organized this dinner because we knew the promoter of the show, and we had this dinner with Ferromonch, and my dad got up very embarrassedly and said, it's now time for a young person up and coming to rap. It was so embarrassing. I was like blushing. I was like, oh my god, what is he doing? And he basically said, you know, someone to show their new talent, blah blah blah. So I got up and I did it, and they just loved it. It was nuts. So
that's with Ferromonch's people.
Yep. So Ferromonch was there, his manager, Boogie Blind, Mila Machenko, Jean Grey.
She's cool. Yeah.
All of those people, and they just lost their heads.
Proverbial.
Basically.
Question, how do you even get into a room where there's a dinner where Jean Grey and Ferromonch and all these people are there? How does that happen?
It's crazy. Like, I, you know, my brother DJ Prequel has always kind of been in the music scene and been involved into it, so he does have a lot of connections, a lot of people, but I don't really know how I found myself in that situation. rhyming for Pharaoh. Yeah, it was crazy. Very surreal.
Were you nervous?
I was so nervous. Pharaoh, like just before I started rapping, pulled out his phone to film me, and I said to everyone, all right, I went, oh my god, Ferromonch just pulled out his phone to film me. All right, I'm going. And I just walked off and then came back, and I was just so scared. It was, very, very crazy.
And is that what sort of started off your career? Is that
100%. Like 100%.
I
didn't realize how serious it could actually be until that kind of happened.
So is that what sort of motivated you to do it as a career?
Yeah, 100%. Just getting up on stage and like, I think I had already the ability to do it, you know, even though, let me say, I look back on my first performance and I'm like, geez, that was not the best, you know, not the best thing, but it was my first time. And like anything, it's always going to be a bit rough, but I could see that I did have the potential to.
I think you are your dad big time.
Yes, 100%.
You've got to give your dad major props.
Oh, he knows. I've thanked him numerous times.
He'll never live it down.
Nah.
He'll never stop reminding you. Hey, we had an email come in from Melina talking about the Grammys performance and Beyonce's role in feminism. It's very a lot of questions there, and I don't think we've got time to sort of break down Beyonce's role in feminism, but I do want to say, if you want to get involved in the show, if you maybe got a question for Soliloquy, SMS 0427 joy949 or email onair@joy.org.au. I want to play another song now so that people can hear how good you are. Then we're going to talk about a gig that's happening the day before my birthday, and I'm convinced the gig was set up for my birthday because it's got a lot of my favourite artists playing. All right, so this song is called Set It Off, and it features a few different people, doesn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Dylan Joel, another Chappelle Show regular.
Yep.
Remy, another Chappelle Show regular. And Elmont, I don't think I've met him, but you know, whatever.
He's great.
Here it is, Set It Off. You're enjoying 94.9.
Set It Off, round two. Remy, Elmont, Dylan Joel, Soliloquy, Max
takes damage. Today, the first of the rest of your life. Set it off, second time, reincarnated alive. Grip notion, we inflict in ghastly smite. Reality principle, recite to incite. Continually push forward, but always stay polite. Wipe the beat to mouth, hard to perceive by sight. So it's time to prove, so no sweats feel useless. Run for your life, work hard, never mind excuses. Still verdict, wholehearted cause, choose it. Wide and full, standing tall, flying up a nuisance. In 3 years, set up a resilient heritage. We do it for the love, genuine gentleman type of specimen. Us dudes, fixed near threatened like Peruvian pelicans. Who let the dogs out and let damage in? The little body on the island like my name was Gilligan. Eternal forces, three tenants, not the originals. Round two, Remy, Lamont, and Dylan Joe. Staring to crowd in the booth looking quizzical. Audible forces set us all around doing unthinkable. Go wipe to councils, rich shit from municipals. Then grass typical, switch to reciprocal. No top button, but still an individual. Always change it up, never look to be predictable. Cause I exploit my syllables over fine points of pinnacle. And shout to my fans the love unconditional. Spit rhymes in the face of hip-hop's laws. Step through the door, know exactly what we're doing this for. Unreal disses, like shots fired from a cap gun. From top to bottom, my bitches off of that tongue. Set it off, line up and spit it at them one by one.
We set it off from the ground to the rooftop. Spit bars through the night and until the beat stops. Remy, Lamont, Dylan, Joel, soliloquy. Little rascals, jump around if you're feeling me.
Yep, we the up and coming. Collab with the dopest young cats, already done it. No, we ain't running into anybody stunting. This is a track event, so you know you got a gun and to run it. Don't wanna get too far ahead, and that's my main fault. Moving so quickly, choose to slow down. Usain Bolt, still we're not a yes or a no to record labels lately. They're on some Carly Rae Jepsen, so they call me a maybe. Someone lightened it, my crowd is always hype. And I might be getting my light by the right kind of foresight. And it's absurd how far we view things crooked. It apparently ain't important who we are when no one's looking. Don't need to pretend that gen is one in the end. What order we spend? To comprehend the need to bend the message that I send. I know whatever we blend is only because I think that it'll mend. And if I'm right, then you might be thinking of try for all that we defend.
Four renegades ready to storm and enter brains. Better is your defense against enemy forces' mental states. We'll let the cloud cover, covered in summer, the blanketed silhouette upon the shit that we've done and become among a scene of innovation. Setting it off as implicated, repelling the aggravated sorts of imminent dangers. Primitive pain, the highest limit of aim. We make an integrated similar change to hone approach the most motivation. Elamon, Remy, soliloquy, Dylan, Joel. Let the beat open your mind until completely in control. Working towards kicking a goal that proved to be reciprocal. But it took a couple of strides, sidestepping to come forth in the right direction. Applying a method of progression and go out and get it. My love for the mind of art can never be measured, but it's inevitably an expression. Man is the rental weapon, dexterity and protection.
We set it off from the ground to the rooftop. Spit bars through the night or until the beat stops. Remy, Elamon, Dylan, Joel, soliloquy. Little rascals, look,
I'm like Clive Owen in Sin City, you shoot him up. A bad man with a loose nut. I had like 2 bucks and I gave him to a guy for a few bucks so I could go and buy me a super. Rams up juice, I'm going deep as a tuba. Chip chilling in the booth, no, I just took my shoes up. Away of paying respects to rappers I chewed up. Then do up your new, huh, you wouldn't, you tell. Watch your mouth when you're around me in my crew. Soliloquy and Dylan Joe on, set it up too. And Lamont, I'm in my element. You're a fucker, just fought. I'm being a good sport, kid, is that all slaughter? And I'll get any daughters to suck on my balls. Act too early, I'ma just do all of it. Raw street brawls, I'm awesome, bringing that hot sauce. When I'm recording, we're all in.
We set it off from the ground to the rooftop. Spit bars through the night until the beat stops. Remy, Lamont, Dylan, Joel, soliloquy. Little rascals, jump around if you're feeling me.
I said, hey, this is Jacoby, and you on the Chef Pal Show. This is Joy 94.9, woo, and we're about to roll.
On on its way. A galaxy representation where hip-hop stands today. But it's okay, promise to have no fear. I've got a firm grip and control, like I am a puppeteer. To start, introduce myself, begin to endear NPCs and such. J. Smith and Dutch, be the first to hear and judge that there's none such. Tear up the oculars when you come to see us live. Destroy your auditory, look at manipulative signs. I keep a hip-hop level like the level spirit tubular designs. Put your head in a spin, take your iPod and refine. So who am I? Me? I'm the modern anomaly, presumptive nominee. Rest assured, Mitt Romney. Impeccable flow, this pace I'm spitting at constantly. Commonly known soliloquy, the young savage. Spitting mythical rap shit, 400 syllables a minute, triggering mass. Infamous havoc, problems arise, madness derived from an idiopathic. Watch as I take the record, the beat, and I body bag it. Jaws to the floor, eyes open wide, what the hell just happened? The young bandito rapping, the white bunny rabbit. Conserve musical integrity. Yo, but I'm still causing damage. Who is this kid? The microphone handler, just a youngin'. Moving forward from past failure, persevere, become the stepping stone traveler. No bearing till I reach the highest of calibers. Who is this kid? The microphone handler, just a youngin'. Moving forward from past failure, persevere, become the stepping stone traveler. No bearing till I reach the highest of calibers. I'm young, I ain't not time, but I've seen the crowd move. Loud tunes, flows dropping up and down like sand dunes. Struggle with hypocrisy, about to make a vow soon. Adolescent, present, youth asking for how-tos. Each bar brings a grade A rap, nothing they can't bow to. So I stop fools quick, subdue, twist them around like cap screws. As they babble on, I continue to spit it succinctly. HLB and I remain correlated distinctly. Listen to this beat, it's ridiculous, clearly. The record on repeat, listen, somebody said to me, yeah, shit, you'll become a retiree. Sit on the sidelines, hip-hop, you're solely overseas. So I replied with a mini soliloquy. Most consider me to be considerably considerate, considering the considerations that were considered. If you're not careful, I'll take your face and acquit it. No violence, not hit it, but have you looking like De Niro permitted to eat 9 lemons that were bitter. And then I'll be quick to hit the mic to bless. Hit the SB rock sets, lose the voice, no regrets. House of bass, EQ and compress, and do it all over again.
What's that called again? It's,
They call that to learn and progress. Who is this kid? The microphone handler, just a youngin'. Moving forward from past failure, persevere, become the stepping stone traveler. No bearing till I reach the highest of calibers. Who is this kid? The microphone handler, just a youngin'. Moving forward from past failure, persevere, become the stepping stone traveler. No bearing till I reach the highest of calibers.
Joe 94.9, the song we just heard was Who by Soliloquy. He's in the studio with me. Yes. Who is who?
I'm Soliloquy.
Who's on first?
Who's kind of a song about just what people think of me and who I am lyrically. It's a little bit of a braggadocio track, and I kind of go a little bit flagrant on it, but kind of lets people know who I am to a certain degree on a very shallow level.
So you're like, yo, I'm here, I've arrived, I'm Soliloquy.
Yeah, exactly.
So a lot of rappers like to rhyme stuff with their names in their raps. What does Soliloquy rhyme with?
Oh, there's an endless amount of
is
words.
Is there?
Yeah.
But Soliloquy's hard to say. How do you rap the word, your name? Like,
I'll do an exclusive for the Chappelle Show.
Okay.
This was actually the rhyme that I did with Pheromonch, and it rhymes with Soliloquy, obviously. So it goes, Soliloquy has the ability to spit acidity with agility additionally. I'm laughing at the haters that think I'm John Doe. They can say what they want. Watch me outgrow my own flow. Well, I progress to be the best express rapper for my age, and I don't even receive minimum wage. I can upstage people while I'm offstage. Chappelle, check this out.
Woo! Fantastic.
So yeah, there is kind of a lot of words that rhyme with it. Yeah, I'm pretty set in that aspect.
Yeah, because I wonder if rappers ever stop to think about it. Like, I better choose a good name because, like, if I can't rhyme it with stuff.
Kendrick Lamar is in a bad situation.
He's my new current crush, Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, I'm obsessed with him.
YouTube today was me and Kendrick all day.
Yeah.
And he told a story about how he changed his name back from his rap name, which was K-Dot.
Yeah.
Which is a bit, I'm glad he changed because it's dumb.
Yeah.
And yeah, so Lamar would rhyme with
car. Stuff. Oh, there's heaps of things.
I walked into a bar.
That's true.
Anyway, we've had a text come in on 0427 join 949. A lovely message for you, Soliloquy.
It's very cute.
It says, "Great to hear new talent in hip hop. Good luck with your career."
Thank you to whoever that person was.
And that's lovely positivity. I really like that. That's really cool. And it's three crosses. Are they crosses, kisses, or hugs?
They're kisses, yes.
Okay, good.
I got kisses, everybody.
You got three of them.
I did.
So can I just ask, in terms of, like, I imagine, you know, being in community radio, like, I'm fighting off the boys and all the people interested. As a rapper, do you have groupies? Do you have, like, lots of fan love?
I do. I'm very grateful for the fans that I do have. Yeah. There are not an endless amount of them.
But I'm speaking about a specific kind of fan.
Right,
I'm talking about the ladies.
I don't want to label them groupies, but, yeah, I do get a lot of love at shows, and there are, you know, some people still kind of stick around after the shows, you know what I mean? So I won't go into too much detail. I don't want to share my whole love life on radio.
Yeah, keep it private, but, like, yeah, Jay. No, that's good. Oh, well, good. I'm glad you're doing well, though. Is there a special lady at the moment?
There is.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of one. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to say anybody's name. Oh, no, I don't want to hurt any. I don't want to crush any hearts or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because one might be thinking, "Oh, it's me." Oh, yeah. No, it's not. Oh, that's nice. And did you meet her through the rap game?
Yeah, I met her a while ago. Actually, she came to a show, and that was it. Rest is history.
Ew. That's good. So you can, like, have a career, make money, and get some booty as well.
Yeah, that's always good.
Fantastic.
I like that.
I'm going to become a rapper. Definitely. I need some groupies. Yeah, so let's talk about the gig that's coming up, not just your love life. I'm really, really excited because Dylan Joel is a rapper I've had on the show a lot of times. I'm a big, big fan of his. Jacoby are a group that we had on, when was it? Ages ago. They were great. They were so much fun. We had such a good time with them here.
Talented.
Bam Bam's on the list. This is happening on Thursday, the 6th of February at Northcote Social Club. It's a huge list of people playing one night.
Yeah, it is. It's a big quadruple bill. It's kind of one of those, I think, gigs that not many people are going to see again, to have everybody on that lineup, me, Dylan Joel, Bam Bam, and Jacoby. So, you should definitely come down. It's going to be a great night. You can get tickets through Northcote Social Club.
And they're only $12, which is ace.
Yes, yeah. Or on the door, you can just pay $20. But, yeah, I would definitely reserve a ticket now in case you miss out, which wouldn't be good.
No, it wouldn't. And I think because next weekend what's happening is Thursday it's your gig with Dylan Joel and Bam Bam and Jacoby. It's going to be amazing. Yep. Then Friday's my birthday. Woo-hoo. Then on the Saturday, Remy and Emfer are doing a show as well. And I'm like, did everyone plan this because it's my birthday weekend?
I think it is. I think even if it wasn't too conscious, subconsciously, it was like, it's Chappelle's birthday on Friday. Let's have a good weekend.
Yeah, and Remy's releasing a new single on the day of my birthday. So I think that's what everyone's doing. They're like, "Chappelle, it's your birthday and we're going to celebrate," which is cool. So what can we look forward to? What does the Soliloquy live show look like?
It's evolved. It's evolved a lot. Right now it's at a stage of, there's not too much difference in older shows because I'm still working on new music and I don't want to be performing anything when it's not completely finished or rough enough. So at the moment, it's fun, it's energetic, people enjoy it, very lyrical, very wordy. I like to get the crowd involved and we always have a good time, whether it's a small gig or a big gig, and I think I leave everyone satisfied.
It's quite a diverse lineup as well.
Had to chuck that pause in. If Jay Smith is listening, he would have liked that pause.
Awesome. So I'm going to play another song now. It's not one of yours because it's a rapper called Mickey Blanco, who is transgendered, I think the term is, for what Mickey identifies as, from New York. Amazing, amazing rapper. I don't know if you know too much about gay rappers in the world. They're all amazing. Because I said so. Anyway, so she's released a song. It's called She Gutter. produced by Jeremiah Meese. A bit of language warning on this one, but have a listen. It's hot off the press. Mickey Blanco.
Hey, this is Napalm from Hiatus Coyote, and you're tuned into the Chappelle Show on Joy 94.9.
Yes. Soliloquy. Oh, goodness. You could have picked an easy name
I know. I like challenging people, though.
I'm a bit ignorant. What does soliloquy mean?
It's a drama term to kind of display your innermost thoughts when alone. So in the aspect of this thing, I'm not alone. I actually have listeners, but the idea of it is that I'm not conscious of having people around me. I do it for my own love and do it with myself. So almost. pause. No pun intended. All
Oops
right.
The daisies. Oh, no. So you're selfish is what you're saying.
No, not at all. No.
Self-centered. You don't care about anyone else.
Yeah, no. I'm kind of just focused on myself when writing and when, you know, recording all the kind of stuff.
Yeah, which makes sense. I guess most artists are. Yeah. You have to be. Yeah. Especially if a lot of people write about really personal stuff. You've got to, like, sort of tune everything else out.
Yeah, you do kind of channel from within, and when I'm writing, I'm always by myself and kind of, yeah, I got to make sure everyone's asleep in the house so I can just concentrate, be alone, and really dig everything out of my body.
You do some weird things when you're by yourself.
No.
I mean, seriously. cool. So the gig on Thursday, how did that come about? Because it's like four really cool bands and performers all coming together to do an awesome gig. Yeah, how did that happen?
We all share the same manager, Adam Kelly, who is fantastic, absolutely amazing. Basically, he called me up and he said, listen, we're thinking about putting on a show, Heads Down, Thumbs Up, which is the name of the management and touring company that he runs. And he said, you know, I reckon I'm just going to do it as a hip-hop night. We're going to get Jacoby, Bam Bam, Dill, and you opening the night. I was like, down straight away. I was like, all right, sounds awesome. It got all organized and I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great night.
Awesome. Well, that's very exciting. So you're going to do something, a bit of an exclusive, a premiere for us now, aren't you?
Yes, indeed.
So you're going to do some live rapping.
I am.
Which is very cool.
I am.
So tell us about what you're about to do for us.
So this is a song that I wrote when I was traveling in Italy, which is where my family is from. Mm-hmm. It's just about traveling and seeing family and cruising down the coast and kind of, hanging out on the beach and all that kind of stuff. I thought it'd be perfect because it's such a lovely day in Melbourne, and everyone who's listening can just, if you're on the beach or sitting at home lounging outside, it would be perfect. And it is produced by Billy Hoyle as well.
Who's Billy Hoyle? Tell everyone.
Billy Hoyle is actually, now I can call him, an ARIA award-winning producer. Ooh. Which is amazing. He's very talented. He's from Melbourne, and we just know him through the scene and my kind of musical family, if you can call it that.
Your crew.
Yeah, and he produced Life Is Good as well, and we're working on some new stuff as well. But this track it's still a little bit rough. There are going to be a little bit of changes to it, but I thought it would be perfect to do exclusive.
World exclusive.
World
here
exclusive.
On the Chappelle Show.
That's right.
Do you know one other world exclusive that I had? All Day, you know the rapper All Day?
Yes,
the first
course.
Time he was ever played on radio was this show.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. All Day is very
That's
amazing.
How I do. I've had a lot of exclusives on this show, actually, which is pretty cool. All right, so you ready?
Awesome. I'm down. I'm going
to
do it.
All right, I'm going to chuck the track on now. Here he is, Soliloquy, rapping live. 7:07, you're on the Chappelle Show.
Yo. Goes like this. Pack this, pack that, plane seats and backpacks high in the sky. Foreign cities are fallback, and I pack this, pack that, plane seats and backpacks high in the sky. Foreign cities are fallback, and I pack this, pack that, plane seats and backpacks high in the sky. Foreign cities are fallback, pack this, pack that, Chappelle, pack that, yo. You're listening to Joy 94.9, Chappelle Show, Soliloquy.
off tomorrow. Did some last minute packing. Packed a couple of cheese, trying to think what I am lacking. Electronics tick, which shoe should I pick? Should I bring medicine so I don't get sick? I'm sure I won't though, but it's not worth the risk. I think I've covered everything and all that I'll bring, which means I'm ready to go. Whether rain or even snow, soliloquy returns, about to show you how it goes. Just gotta pack this, pack that, put a lock on my backpack. Slug it in economy, man, now that's whack. Pop some, spot some sleep and catch that. Wake up, still on the plane, then eat snacks. The guy in front of me really loves to lean back. Only 8 hours to do, there's no time to lose. The window's open, letting sunlight through. Here I come, I'll be finding my groove soon. Chappelle, Chappelle. Lil Kui. 30 hours down and I finally arrive. Drop the bags, have family by my side. Aunties, uncles, bond of crazy minds. Time with cousins and just to bring crazy signs. I might seem foolish, I've just been cruising. South of Italy, banging tunes on a beach cooling. After siesta, the shops are keep schmoozing. And friends message me to see what I've been doing. This traveling better have a happy end. Chose family as the pack I travel in. Eating after eating, I'm gonna pack it in. Livio taking me in the Super Panda for a spin. Oogling girls, there's no comparison. Coffee's aperitifs, where the passion is. Just sing the tune, I'll just chill in the sun. Still 3 weeks left, man, we've only just begun. Pack this, pack that, plane seats and backpacks. High in the sky, foreign cities I'll fall back. And I pack this, pack that, plane seats and backpacks. High in the sky, foreign cities I'll fall back. Pack this, pack that, plane seats and backpacks. High in the sky, foreign cities I fall back. Pack this, pack that. Chappelle, pack that. Chappelle, pack that. Pack this, pack that. Plane seats are backpacks. Airports are train tracks. Not willing to come back. Time to travel. Girls lay in the sun. Escape bad weather. Opportunity to run. Fun heals wounds. Hope to bless for many moons. A time to find. To search for love and even truth. Fans sing the tune. I'm on my way. I'll be finding my groove soon. I'm traveling away. Exclusive.
Soliloquy in the studio with me on the Chappelle Show. So we just need to do a big round of applause for that live rap. Fantastic. What was the name of the song?
The song, it's still a working title, but I think it will be something along the lines of Pack This, Pack That.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah,
yep,
kind of goes with the theme of the song and the chorus, but I'm still working on it. There'll be little changes to things. I like to kind of, when I write, I leave things for a little bit and come back to it and just see how, come in with a fresh pair of ears and see what I think about it.
So what comes first, the rhymes or the beats?
It really depends. Like, I'm looking now towards working with people, going in the studio and making beats tailored to me and my style and what I'm going for, and then writing to it. But in the past, it's kind of like I used to write rhymes just over instrumentals of your favorite rapper, basically.
Yep, yep.
And then I get beats and just chuck it on, basically. But now I'm working with, different people and making beats for myself, which is great. And shout out to Hazel, by the way, who I'm working with at the moment, which has been great. And I will still be working with him in the next couple of weeks. And, that's been awesome to work with someone like that.
Very cool. So what do you use to write your beats?
The producer, it depends what the producer's using. It can use anything from, like, Logic to Ableton, for example. Mm-hmm. I don't produce beats myself, but I'm just kind of, I go in the studio with the producer and just try and get a sound and get something that works for me and just watch him work and make sure it's tailored to me as well as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool.
Yeah.
So we've had another text come in from your fan. He just said awesome. So it's good to know that people are out there appreciating your work and your rap that you did for us.
Yes.
So Thursday, 6th of February, yep. Northcote Social Club,
yep.
Yourself, Soliloquy.
Yep.
Dylan Joel, Bam Bam Jacoby.
Yes, correct.
All I know, I've seen these people live before. I know it's going to be heaps of fun.
It's going to be incredible.
High energy.
So it's going to be very, very incredible and heaps of fun. So make sure you get your tickets and don't miss out. I highly advise you don't miss out.
And it's my birthday, so you have to come and say hi.
Exactly.
Yep, absolutely. Very cool. Well, it's almost time for us to get out of here. But thank you so much, Soliloquy,
for coming in. Thank you so much for having me.
We don't really have a date yet for a new album, do we?
At the moment, I'm working. I'm trying to take my time with things and not rush the process, as people say. But you'll be the first to know when things do drop.
Well, all I can say is, and I've never said this to someone on the show before, good luck for year 12 and your last year of high school.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Chappelle.
All right, thanks so much for coming in, Soliloquy. Thanks to everyone who texted and called. That's it for the Chappelle Show.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.